Washington. You can't believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate everything today. I tell you, the people don't seem aware at all. Too many other things to do. And everything is falling down for the deaf, dumb, and blind. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world.
Good morning, America. This is the Jim Guest Show, once again coming to you live from the heartland of America. I am your host, Jim Guest, a Missouri State Representative from King City in the great northwest corner of the state. For those of you who are wondering where I've been, you know, if you want to check on me, I have not been out of the country. I've not been out of the state. I did leave yesterday afternoon to go deliver a resolution to an Eagle Scout. But as more and more of our people want to know where their elected officials are, I'm just checking in to make sure that I'm still here and on the job and not out of contact. So I am the founder of LORI, as most people know, LARI, Legislators Against Real ID, a coalition that's working to stop the national ID card. It's also part of my Committee for America's Freedom, which outlines my 5 points to keeping America freedom. And as our forefathers, as we approach this 4th of July weekend, we need to bear in mind that we have emphasis on why our freedom is so important. Hopefully people will not become patriotic or be full of patriotism just one day a year, one weekend a year. But hopefully they will realize that they need to be patriotic 52 weeks out of the year, 365 days. Realize how important freedom is to us. How important our rights are to us. How important the Constitution is and why we should uphold the Constitution. Why we should elect congressmen to go to D.C. who will support our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We have a movement around this country as more and more people are filing for office to uphold the Constitution, whether they are endorsed by the Campaign for Liberty, whether they're endorsed by the Constitution Party, whether they are maybe just those in the Republican Party who want to follow the Constitution. Hopefully we've got those in the Democratic Party who believe that it's also important that the Constitution become the blueprint that they use to determine how they make those crucial votes in D.C. We have some, as always, some crucial votes taking place in D.C. The last couple, 3 days, we've had votes that's been made, other votes coming up that will have some severe economic impact on the people of this country. One of them is the cap and trade vote that was taken yesterday. Depending on which part of the country you live in, you will either benefit or suffer from the financial impact of that particular vote. As we move forward here, we will hopefully have a guest on this morning to talk about his work to become a member of Congress. This program is brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the JimGuestShow.com if you're listening to it there to take part in it. The RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is the voice of freedom going over all over the states of this country for you, the listeners, to take part in. This program welcomes your calls, your comments, to voice your input to it. So, as we come up on our first break, stay tuned, and we will be back with further comments on freedom for this country.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Life is an avenue mentality.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. In these times here, we look for those people who can step forward to make their voices heard and fight for freedom across this country. As I mentioned, we've got a few more people willing to step forward and fight and campaign for what is right. The state of Oklahoma has an individual who understands the dilemma that our country is facing, and he's willing to put the time and the effort and money into run for U.S. Congress in the 4th District. That gentleman is R.J. Harris, a decorated man who has served our army, served our military in 3 deployments, and his name is R.J. Harris. And he's willing, I said, to step forward. I'd like to welcome R.J. Harris to the Jim Guest program this morning. And good morning, R.J.
Good morning, Representative Guest. I'm so happy to be on the air with you.
Well, good. I am glad to have anybody that's willing to devote the time to fight for our freedom. And you served the military in 3 deployments, 1 in Korea and 2 in the Iraq War. Can you give us a little bit more about your background there in fighting for your country?
Yes, sir. Total time in service right now is at 18 years and still growing because I am a serving National Guard officer, and I lead 2 platoons of air traffic control soldiers for the Oklahoma Army National Guard. And I've the first deployment that I was on was for Operation Desert Storm, and then the second one was for Operation Iraqi Freedom, and it was in 2003, part of the part of the initial stages of the invasion. And, you know, it's been a great career, and I intend to keep it going. And I look very, very much forward to keeping it going, because I think the citizen soldier is the epitome of what the founders intended for our military.
Okay, very good. Hey, for our listeners, I'm going to give out to RJ's website there. So as we are going through our program here this morning, you can follow along and learn more about RJ. It's rjharris2010.com, rjharris2010.com, and as you want to find out more about him. So in addition to your background in the military, you've had a stint as a small business person, and now you're pursuing a career in law. Is that right?
That's right. I owned a chain of small game stores, toy stores, in the Phoenix area, metropolitan area. And it did well for a while, but we didn't make it quite through the economic downturn after September 11th. But it was a good run. It was a good business. And then now I continue my aviation career in the Federal Aviation Administration for a while, and just wasn't really fulfilled in the to be honest with you, I didn't like working for the civil side of the federal government. Just wasn't me, and decided to go ahead and finish up my education and pursue things that I had kind of dreamt about my whole life and had not really followed through on, and decided, well, you know, so many people out there have dreams that they want to follow and pursue, and they just don't make that step to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided I wasn't going to be one of those people, so I went back, used my GI Bill, went back to college, finished my college up, and now I'm in law school.
Okay. You know, you're stint as a small business owner, I think that is very crucial in your background in running for U.S. Congress. I think people need to know what it is to run a business, to meet a payroll, and the hardships that small business people face, because we keep saying it every week, the small business people is the backbone of this country, and we have got to get out of this economic turmoil we're in. We got to keep our small business strong. We got to encourage people to start up businesses to turn it around. So your experience in that would be valuable when it comes to making votes and determining the pitfalls and the obstacles. I know here in Missouri, we keep trying to increase or make it easier for small business people to survive, get rid of some of the regulations that they have to go through to start up. You know, sometimes they just get frustrated with all the paperwork they have to face and go through. So even your experience there, I'm sure, would be invaluable as one of your qualifications. Now, you've decided that you're going to run for Congress, and you're going to be running against an incumbent. Is that right?
That's right.
You know, that's that's kind of a challenge right there. Why would you take on a incumbent to try and run for U.S. Congress?
Well, it is a challenge. It is a challenge to take on an incumbent, and it's especially a challenge to take on an incumbent from your own party in a primary bid. But it was a challenge, 10 times, 100 times the challenge for our founders to take on the British crown and to take on the greatest empire of their day for the cause of liberty, for the cause of freedom, and to try to stop the tyranny that was being pushed upon them. And that's what motivated me, and I know that's a big answer, but let me just try to explain a little bit. I mean, we had a situation where last fall our leaders in Congress voted for a $700 billion in deficit spending, and unfortunately a lot of Republicans signed on for it. The representative in my district voted for it. And what that represents to me is when we are already $65 trillion in debt, every dollar we spend is being levied against people that have not had any representation. In other words, you and I cannot pay that $700 billion back in our lifetime. So children that are not old enough to vote, children that are not yet born, are going to be levied against to pay that back, which means they have been taxed without representation, which basically means that every single representative in Congress that voted for that bailout bill and every stimulus package since is guilty of the same type of tyranny as King George. And if our founders can fight a war against him for that, we can certainly fire the representatives that did that. So that's how passionate I am about that. That's why I'm willing to take on an incumbent and say enough is enough. And I'm hoping that there are more people out there within the sound of my voice that will be inspired to take on their representatives in the same way.
I certainly applaud you for that, because when we talk about these TARP, these bailout bills, you know, we saw various polls of like 80 or 90% of the people were opposing the bailout and using this. So I think it's difficult. Be interesting to see how those congressmen around the country, not only Oklahoma but other places, who voted for it, defend their vote, especially when we see the economic conditions of the country continue to go down, unemployment continue to rise. And the administration and those who support it up there continue to vote for more money, to print more money.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at a tremendous health care bill if they get that to go through. So, you know, I think I get back to your experience as a small business person, how at some point you have to pay the bills. Unfortunately, federal government does not have to balance the budget like we do in our state government.
Mm-hmm.
And as you as a small business person understood that you had to balance your budget. So we certainly need those conservative people with ideas, and those, obviously, that I'm very strongly believe in following the Constitution also. So I think you've got some sound credentials there and reasons for running.
Yeah, there's a lot of small businesses out there that they're hanging on by their fingernails right now. We have an economy that's bordering, it's getting close to a depression level area, and I've already seen some indicators for that. That's not just me saying that. We're talking about, you know, this is only the third 10-year period in the history of the last 100 years where we've had negative growth in large cap stocks. So, and it's exceed that negative growth right now is exceeding what it was during the Depression, and so folks need to start paying attention to that and the effect that it's going to have on our small business and the continued deficit spending and out of control legislation coming out of the Congress and being signed on by the White House and the burden it's going to put on the number one employer in the country, which is small business. You know, whenever I was talking to my wife about this, and I explained to her, I said, listen, remember when we owned our business, we hung on. When we were running on hard times and there was that economic downturn at 2001, a small business will hang on until it runs out of capital. It will keep its doors open because it has to, especially if it has shareholders like we did. You owe those shareholders to try to fight, to try to make it through the hard times and try to deliver on your promises, right? Well, you will hang on. You will try to make that payroll. But when your CFO comes to you and says, hey, sir, if we are open two more weeks, we will not make payroll. Well, that's when the doors have to shut. And what we're seeing right now, we got a lot of small business out there that are hanging on by their fingernails. They're paying their bills with their credit cards and with their lines of credit. And if this Congress does not get its head out of the sand and stop overburdening our small businesses, you're going to what we're seeing right now is just the tip of the iceberg. When their backs are broken, when they cannot make payroll anymore because the government has taken everything they've got and their lines of credit are tapped, small businesses are going to start going under and people are really going to start losing their jobs.
Hey, let's back up a little bit. Where is the 4th Congressional District in Oklahoma?
That's in the middle of the state. It's like a big triangle. It encompasses both rural and urban areas, urban for Oklahoma anyway.
Yeah, what urban areas are included
in that?
We've got
the very southern portion of Oklahoma City, right around Tinker Air Force Base, and it includes Moore and Norman, and it goes all the way down and grabs Fortsville and grabs Ada, and it goes all the way to the Red River.
Okay, hang on. We're coming up on our break here. We'll be back with R.J. Harris from Oklahoma.
Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show, coming to you, as always, over the RB and the Republic Broadcasting Network, who has some of the greatest prices on business cards you can have. Generic business cards for only $8 per 100. Call tomorrow, 1-800-724-2719, to order your business cards and help support the Republic Broadcasting Network. I just see that John Stadtmiller of the RBN is going to help host or MC the Freedom 21 summit being held in Oklahoma here in a couple, 3 weeks. So the number for the program this morning is 1-800-313-9443. As we go along, if you've got questions or comments for R.J. Harris, be sure you call in and give us your thoughts on those. So, RJ, since you'll be going to Congress here in another year or so, right now we have a effort by our president to expand the war in the Middle East, to go into Afghanistan, put a lot more money. In fact, there's a crucial vote coming up on funding for the soldiers to Afghanistan, and also I think there's an amendment going to be attached to it. What would be your thoughts on the expansion of war in Afghanistan? You spent a couple of duties or over there in Iraq.
We actually have a legitimate reason to have invaded Afghanistan. Their government-sponsored terrorism is who attacked us on 9/11. And the fact that we have not done more to capture the original mastermind and his immediate lieutenants galls me. Now, my position is that that's something that needs to be rectified. But it needs to be rectified correctly. I'm one of those people that firmly believes that if you're going to invade someone, you must have a debate and a declaration of war, or you can't do it. And unfortunately, I don't think we've really seen that. We have not seen that kind of level debate. We have not seen the Congress use those words, declaration of war, and we have not seen our representatives committed to that level of action. And unfortunately, what that leads to is what we saw in the last several years, where they want to pass the buck onto the president when things don't go right. And we can't be having that. We cannot have soldiers in the field that don't have the full weight of support of both our Congress and our president and our people.
So you think there is a legitimate reason that we need to be in Afghanistan, like you said, that's where Al-Qaeda is headquartered up. And now you made the statement that we haven't used our full efforts to go after him. That's a pretty strong statement. Do you think that we've not done what we could, used all of our resources to go after him? If you listen to some of the commentary, they're saying we've, you know, continued to bomb every place we thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you know, the United States military has the full capability to have dealt with that situation a long time ago, but we were in Iraq. We were dealing with a situation in Iraq, and that split our attention, and that diverted our ability to deal with the original threat. And I don't think that we've done everything that we can do to bring him to justice. I do not think that we've done everything we can do to bring Al-Qaeda in out of Afghanistan. And we also haven't had that declaration of war that we should have seen from the Congress.
I don't disagree with it. And you've got insight. Being in the military, you've got insight and knowledge that some of us on the outside don't have. And I think a lot of people realize that they would question even why we are in Iraq when we know that the fighters came out of Afghanistan and other places. So, and your comment about the declaration of war does ring true. Why shouldn't, if we're going to put our men and women like you on the front line fighting someplace, why shouldn't our senators and congressmen put their votes on the line if they're going to support it, be either voting for or against it, instead of allowing the, I guess in this case, the president to make those decisions?
That's right. That's exactly right. They need to be accountable. And this is just more the having them not actually vote a declaration of war and use those words and put it in those strong terms. Number one, it milds the debate, which should not be so. That debate should be full and forceful because of the weight and gravity of what they're voting for, number one. Number two, it's another example of how Congress likes to advocate their authority, how they like to delegate their authority away from themselves to deflect any type of negative response. You know, and what I'm talking about here is them delegating their authority in 1913 to the Federal Reserve to take over their responsibility to coin money and to set the value thereof. And so here we have a modern example of Congress delegating its authority to the president without a full declaration of war. And I think that type of activity is one of the greatest infringements upon our liberty, because then we as the voters cannot hold them accountable because they want to point it somewhere else when things go wrong.
That's true. That's true there. Okay, let's if our callers have got any questions or comments for you on that. You believe in following the Constitution, and we're coming up to the bottom of the hour here for our break as we continue to talk about R.J. Harris and his congressional run. Stay tuned to the Jim Guest Show. Down to Houston and New York to L.A.,
where there's pride in every American. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Hey, welcome back to the Jim Guest Show as we talk with R.J. Harris, a candidate for U.S. Congress from the 4th District in Oklahoma. I think we've got a caller, Mark in Montana. Good morning, Mark, and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing well.
I just have a few points to make, or try to make, or get across. one of them being that I know you mentioned Bin Laden and all. We've heard it over and over the years, and heard Bush himself say he's not interested in him at several points anymore. And I have looked up quite a bit, or as much as I can find on the internet. One of the most outstanding thing is that Bin Laden is on the FBI most wanted list, but in no way is it mentioned for the 9/11 attacks. And I wonder how this whole scam can keep continuing based on that, other than the media doing their part and selling people on this boogeyman theory. As far as Afghanistan goes, I think that's I disagree totally on our being there and any legitimacy of it. And I wonder also if one were to look into all the facts and testimonies and expert witnesses and so on 9/11, the investigations that are going on and so on, whether our Congress is being irresponsible at all and not investigating 100% and getting the answers, what does that leave them as far as any legitimate representation of us? You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. Your questions and thoughts on 9/11. You know, I think maybe the Congress's there was some investigation done. There's obviously some many unanswered questions and some very pointed, important questions that cannot be answered. And you know, as the American public, we kind of like to have some, make sure we know the answers and not have any more cover-up like we've had a few episodes here. So, RJ, you got any comments on Mark's questions or comments?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with what he had to say about there needs to be full and fair investigations in any type of goings-on at that level. And to not do so is to wind up impinging upon the validity of what comes out of it. It's to infringe upon the legitimacy, and so those things do need to happen. Full investigations need to happen, and we should never be afraid of those things. Our government shouldn't be afraid of those things. We shouldn't be afraid of hearing the results of those things. But I will follow up and say that an act of war was committed against the United States. That is the exact kind of, and I fully understand the way that Ron Paul has articulated the theory of blowback. And I agree with it. However, even with that theory in play, when somebody commits an act of war against the United States, and that act of war comes from a foreign sovereign, our Congress has a duty and an obligation to fully and fairly and completely discuss and debate a full declaration of war. To not do so is to create an open season type of situation against the United States by rogue governments. And so we cannot shirk our responsibility. It is in Article 1, Section 8. It is in the preamble of the Constitution that that one of the sole functions of the United States government is to provide for the common defense. So when someone commits an act of war against the United States, we have to respond. We need to respond. Now, that response needs to be debated. And if it merits the level of an invasion, then there needs to be a declaration of war. So what I would argue and explain to the caller is that we need to make sure that we're all at all times adhering to our own Constitution and behaving legally, but we also need to be prepared to defend this country around the world from those that would attack it.
Okay, very good. Any other comments you have, Mark?
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from there. It concerns me, of course, thousands of others, that it does get ignored, more actions are taken based on that question as to who attacked and why and when and where and who we go after, according to the Constitution.
And Mark is exactly right in that comment. If we do not have a full and completely unbiased investigation into who did what, did when, how can we have a debate about whether or not to declare war or send our troops into harm's way? Or to bring war to someone else's shore. He's exactly right. That's like a prerequisite to even doing what we're doing. And none of that has been done, unfortunately. And when it was done half-heartedly or incompletely. So he and I are in complete agreement with that. You're going to have a full debate on whether or not to declare war. You need to know who did what and when.
Okay, very good, Mark. Appreciate your comments and questions here this morning.
Hey, God bless you. Take care.
Okay. RJ, running against an incumbent is not easy. You've listed on your website 13 reasons why they support you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, it takes money to run a campaign. You said you will not solicit donations from lobbyists or corporate interests. However, it's difficult to run a campaign without taking donations. How can you, or maybe you're willing to accept them, maybe you say you do not solicit, how are you going to raise money to run a rather expensive campaign?
We're raising all of our campaign money from the grassroots supporters themselves. Yes, unfortunately, it can occur that a lobbyist or some other type of interest could clandestinely donate us money. If we find out about it, we will give the money back. However, we will not solicit money from those types of organizations or those types of people. All of our campaign fundraising efforts are being directed at the people of the 4th District and the Liberty supporters around the country that understand that so much of what goes on at the congressional level affects their lives, whether they live here in Oklahoma or whether they live in Maine or whether they live in Missouri or Nevada.
That's absolutely true, and we've got Rand Paul running for Congress also, and I think you've got the endorsement of the Campaign for Liberty, and more people, I think, at the grassroots level are realizing that, it's that vote that count, and at the grassroots level, we're starting to see this momentum, I think, of a change in our government. I keep saying, one man at the top cannot make the change. We're going to have to start at the bottom level, at the grassroots level, or at the state level, or at the congressional level, getting those people elected who would change the way that the vote has been, or business has been conducted in D.C., and you're one of those, and we've got some others around the country that are willing to devote the time and effort to do that. So it does take a lot of effort, and not always does the candidate with the most money win. It takes more than just TV ads and stuff to get people to vote for you. So hopefully a good, strong grassroots effort will pay off for you. So
And you've got the right of it there, too. It sure would have been nice to see a candidate like Ron Paul win in the last presidential election. But, barring that, and of course it didn't happen, We need the grassroots need to take a stand and understand that the way that we save our republic right now and to stop the socialism in its tracks is to take our Congress back.
Absolutely right.
Take our Congress back and fill it full of constitutional conservatives who will not participate in any of this slavery through incremental socialism. If they will stop this stuff in its tracks, and if they will then hold accountable the people that participated in it, we can save this republic. We can stop it right now.
I think, you look at the polls, you look at the popularity of our president, and you see that those, the last one I saw showed those independent voters were losing confidence in it. His rating support for the president had gone down, and, you got a certain amount of people going to vote for him and vote against the president, and the same way for the congressional races. It's those, those people in the middle, those independent that vote for who they think the best candidate, and they're realizing that some of the promises made have not come true, and that the amount of, as we said before, the amount of money being spent here is really starting to be concern people. So obviously anybody who is a strong defender of the Constitution, and you say your opponent has a pattern of voting against the U.S. Constitution?
That's correct. He's got a 50% Liberty Index rating, then that's going back to his when he first came into office in 2003 and coming all the way forward. So it's over time that he has shown that he is not consistently voting within the bounds of the Constitution. In fact, we only have one congressperson with 100% Liberty Index rating, and you know him.
Right. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you're looking for somebody to ask for advice or consent, we know who that congressman is from Texas to use as a, you might say he's our role model, how it comes to voting and do that. So,
One thing that I did want to clarify, you said a while ago that I had been endorsed by the Campaign for Liberty. I just wanted to make it clear to the listeners out there that the R.J. Harris campaign has been endorsed by Rand Paul running for the Senate. The Campaign for Liberty is a 501c3. They don't actually endorse candidates, so I didn't want to.
Okay, that's true, yes. But, they are a good grassroots support around the country who give good support for those. So,
yeah, and we love the help that we've been getting from their supporters as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're the Campaign for Liberty is out there sowing the seeds, tilling the ground, helping people wake up and see what liberties of theirs are being lost. And it's also a great opportunity for people to get involved in their local political apparatus in a nonpartisan way. And so, That's the way that groups like that are really helping campaigns like mine. Is as they wake people up, those folks look around them and they try to find and vet the constitutional conservative candidates around them. And, of course, they're going to see folks like me and Rand Paul and, you know, Peter Schiff and Jake Towne and others that are stepping forward.
Yeah, like I said, we're getting some good constitutionally minded people that are getting involved here to run. So for our listeners today, let's one of the issues is that federal mandates, unfunded, what have you. We have the No Child Left Behind. Where is your position on that? I know the people in education have some strong feelings on that.
Well, the most easy and quick answer is you just got to understand that there is no constitutional authority for the very even existence of the Federal Department of Education. And so, you know, my response to No Child Left Behind is we shouldn't even have to talk about it because we shouldn't be infringing upon the states and the parents' rights out there by trying to poke the federal government's nose into the business of education. Not only does it not work, not only is it financially inefficient, fiscally irresponsible, but there is no constitutional authority for any of it. And this dovetails right into the discussion about health care, because in health care, all I see are all these Democrats on TV talking about, you know, trying to sell us on this universal health care. And unfortunately, the Republican Party comes out and they want to debate the why twos and the wherefores and talk about whether or not it's going to bankrupt us or talk about whether it's not going to be efficient. I don't hear anybody getting up there, other than maybe Ron Paul, talking about, listen, folks, we need to be debating whether or not our Congress even has the authority to vote on such a thing. And where I come from that is from Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution and the preamble, where it clearly states that the federal government only has the authority to provide for the general welfare of, this is the caveat here, of the United States. Most people read that and they say, okay, provide for the general welfare. Okay, well, I guess we could have universal health care. No, it says provide for the general welfare of the United States. It's referring to the United States as an entity unto itself, meaning the government, meaning the people as a whole, the country. That does not mean, and that doesn't say anywhere in there, that the federal government can provide for the general welfare of me, of Oklahoma, of Pepsi Corporation, of Jim Guest, or any other individual entity. They're not allowed to do it.
And you bring up a strong point. Yep.
My answer on these questions about, you know, No Child Left Behind, education, health care is those are not federal level issues, and they're, unfortunately, some people are going to say, well, RJ, you're just being so heartless. Well, no. There's going to be some states out there. There's 50 states out there that can decide how to handle health care and education. Now, I personally, you know, as a libertarian-minded Republican, I don't want to see government infringement anywhere into things that they have no business in. But far be it from me to tell Nevada they can't have socialized medicine. And when it fails and they go bankrupt, people will see, hey, that idea doesn't work. Maybe we should leave it in the free market, where the free market has proven time and time and time again to be a superior method of delivering goods and services than a socialistic system.
You bet. Many times on the debate on the House floor here in Missouri, I brought up the question when somebody was supporting us something. I said, where does the federal government get the constitutional authority to withhold our tax money from us if we don't step through the hoops on it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where do they have the constitutional authority to regulate our education? Absolutely not. And that's why it's so important. And we've got this movement around the country right now to reinstate or reinforce or take back our states' rights issue that are outlined in the 10th Amendment. And hopefully we will continue to push forward in this and get our federal government back in line. It's going to take a long period of time to do that because slowly over the years they've overstepped their bounds and their authority in the states. And I put part of the blame on our U.S. senators and our congressmen to allow that to happen.
You're exactly right. That's the debate that needs to be underway, is whether or not some of these proposals, our legislators even have the authority to be voting levies for them. The Constitution of the United States represents a contract with America. And what we see there is, The the taxation that's levied that's being used, that money is going to be used for things that are enumerated in that Constitution, governmental functions that are allowed by it, represent consent by 75% of us. So taxing us is legitimate if that money is going to be used for something that we've agreed to, something that we've consented to. But when that money is going to be used for programs, social or otherwise, that are not covered in that Constitution and it's going to be at the federal level, then that's theft. That's our federal government simply shaking us down for money to pay for things that we have not consented to.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you. We're coming up on our last break on the Jim Guest Show. We'll be back for a final segment with R.J. Harris from Oklahoma. Stay tuned.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, welcome back to the Jim Guest Show as we conclude our final segment here. The 1776 initiative that I mentioned earlier will be taking place in Kansas City this summer. We've got enough legislators committed to it that it will be taking place as we formulate our game plan for helping to take back America. And we need people like R.J. Harris to help that there. You can go to Laurie, Legislators Against Real ID, my website there. We'll put something up about that here soon. R.J. Harris. If you want to know more about him, go to rjharris2010.com. As you click on there, you can learn more about his website and how you can help him. Any comments, RJ, before we take a call that we have here?
Oh, yes. Just thank you for having me on the show today. And like you said, visit the website. There's a little section right there in the center. It says Help RJ from Home, where people, no matter where they're from, whether it's Oklahoma or Texas or New Mexico or wherever, can just help us out right from their computer, post things, repost our blogs, or tell a friend about us. And there's six items right there for them to get involved with. And you know, also like to mention that one of my things that I'd like to see happen is for us to refocus on a constitutional military. And we have to take, it's going to take steps towards that progression. And one of the very first steps that I'd like to see happen as soon as I get elected is ensuring that every single soldier, airman, marine is issued a pocket copy of the Constitution, like the one I carry around, and give an instruction on it in basic training, so that way when they swear an oath to uphold and defend that document with their very lives, they understand what it is they're swearing to defend.
Good point. Hey, we've got a caller from Maryland. Mike, good morning, Mike, and welcome to the program. What do you have for us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Your guest sounds like he might be good on domestic issues, but listen, I'm going to be blunt to the point, and I hope you'll allow me to make it, which I'm grateful for.
Sure.
9/11 was an inside job. It was done by the CIA, Mossad, the CIA and the Mossad. This war on terror is a hoax. We got no business being in Afghanistan or Iraq. And it grieves me to say this, but the men and women who were died and injured in Iraq and Afghanistan died for Israel and died for the New World Order and the corporate and bankster elites that make money off this war. And your guest needs to be informed instead of spreading disinfo and the government conspiracy theory. I'm a member of DC911truth.org. There's a lot of websites you can go to, Architects for 9/11 Truth and others, that show that the Twin Towers were brought down by controlled demolition. So your guest may be good on some, you know, the Constitution, and that's fine, but he really needs to be informed about 9/11, how it was the perpetrators are from London, Tel Aviv, and Washington, D.C. So that's the main point I wanted to make.
Okay. Your point is nothing new. I've heard those before, and like I said, there are some questions that on 9/11 that have never been answered. You know, when you talked about the conspiracy theory, why did Tower 7 fall? So, yes, RJ, as a congressman, you will be faced with questions like that and many others. And
if I would, I'd like to respond.
Sure, real quickly. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, why don't you call in next week or sometime? We'll do that. We're coming out of time here. So I thank you, RJ, for taking part. This is the Jim Guest Show, fighting for freedom and bringing you the voices of freedom from the Midwest with all of our callers. We will be back next week as we continue to be the voice for freedom. Thank you and good morning, America.
With recent international flights.